Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can so you have the opportunity to hear from them yourselves. We invite everybody if possible. Some of them, you know, refuse. Case in point, Vicky Schmidt. But we try. So each week between now and Election Day, we're going to bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you want to hear from, email me, john@knssradio.com, and we will try and get them on that schedule. All that being said, joining us now is Kevin O'Brien. He's running for House District 101. That is a seat that is currently being held by Representative Joe Seiwert, buddy of mine. I served with Joe. He's retiring. He's not seeking re-election. So that seat is open. It is a contested race. We will have Kevin's opponent. His name is Casey Slaughter, and we'll have Casey on next week. Kevin is a lifetime resident, a self-described grassroots advocate for representing the voice of voters. He also owns O'Brien Marina out in Cheney. I've actually been to your store there out in Cheney because, as you know, I represented Cheney when I was in the legislature. Kevin, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you, John, for having me on. And this is quite the experience for me.
Oh, I'm sure.
As I've not been in this arena before. So the good news is I don't have a voting record, as you referred to,
yeah,
for people to go back. So I need to get my best foot out as quick as I can to let everybody know what I want to do for them.
Well, and that's my first question that I always ask candidates in these is why? I mean, I know you've got a business. I remember when Cheney was so dry and the, you know, the news would go out and talk to you about how bad that was hurting your business. I know the marina is still open, so yes. You're not out of business. Why would you want to trust me? By the way, ain't gonna make any money in the legislature. I know they gave themselves a pay raise, but it's still not that much better. Why run for office?
Well, we met Joe about a year and a half, 2 years ago over issues about the lake, and Joe, I guess, felt like I represented a lot of the values that he wanted to see in someone that replaced him. And he pretty much did his Joe thing and got me involved and got me running to fill his shoes, which are big shoes.
Oh, very much so.
And the good news is Joe's supporting me 100%. In fact, Joe gave me my first donation.
So. Oh, that's good. Now, is he endorsing you or is he staying out of this race?
Joe can talk very, very well. I would like to think he endorses me, but I don't think he's actually used the words endorse, but he's let me know, you know, 100% I'm with you. We've got the pictures out on the Facebook page of him and I outside of the marina.
I've seen those pictures. It's a good looking picture. Well, you might ask him for that word and then post that on social media. That could be useful.
Very good. Very good.
The House, the Kansas House and Senate leaders have pushed for aggressive spending cuts. They've done a pretty good job. I mean, just this year they cut another $200 million. But the state is facing a budget shortfall. And, you know, I mean, for whether or not you know, right or wrong, they're facing a shortfall. Budget cuts are going to be a major issue coming up if you get elected. What would be your solution to addressing the budget shortfall? Is it a taxing issue? Is it a spending issue?
Well, I think it's a spending issue. I don't think we need to have any more taxes put out there, but I kind of feel like we're administratively heavy. I know I heard one of the candidates refer to the 105 counties, 1,400 townships, 284 school districts, compared to other states that are a little, quite a bit larger than us, and their numbers aren't even close to that. So I think there's room there to look at that and find ways that we can reduce the administrative overhead find some budget cuts.
Yeah, I think that's probably the, well, obviously that's the easiest way to do it, is to go at it in that regard. I'm glad to hear that you're not a supporter of taxes. Not many of our listeners would be up for that.
that's suicide.
Along those lines, both of the chambers and the legislature support property tax reform, but they couldn't agree. Right. I mean, they were divided on the mechanics of how to accomplish that. What are your thoughts on property taxes?
Well, first on the property tax, as far as for farmers, I think the current system needs to be left alone, as is, as far as determining the value of agricultural land. Secondly, like I said, I think we need to get some of those administrative tax authorities out of the program. And I would almost say we need to see if we can find a way to help elderly people. You know, once they pay their house off, you know, after paying a mortgage for 20 to 30 years, you know, many of these people are spending more money now on just taxes, property tax, than they were on their mortgage payment, their insurance, and property tax 20 years ago when they first bought their house.
Yeah.
So I think we need to find something in there for the elderly and help them.
You know, I remember Derek Schmidt, you know, when he ran for governor, he had this idea of retire free in Kansas, and that was on income taxes. But I've often thought, you know, we could do something similar on property taxes, where we say, look, if you're retired, if you're military, if you're something like that, we do property tax exemptions or something. Because you're right. I mean, they've got too many people, especially out in our neck of the woods, out in Western Sedgwick County, and yes, you know, people are getting taxed out of their homes, and that's just not, I mean, that's not something that, like, if you want people to stay in Kansas, you got to make it affordable for them to stay in Kansas. Yeah.
And the rural areas, you know, is where you're losing a lot of population.
Right.
And,
yes.
And, you know, 28% of District 1 is rural.
Are the let me ask you, we're talking with Kevin O'Brien. He's running for House District 101. What are your thoughts, real quick, and then we'll take a quick break. What are your thoughts on Medicaid expansion?
Well, long story short, I had a very bad accident back in 24 and had extensive surgeries and a month stay, four surgeries and a stay in a hospital for over about a month, and came out very well. The bills were taken care of by Medicare, and of course I had a supplemental to that, so that helped on all the deductibles. But I did see some things as far as billing from doctors that shocked me, and that's probably where I'll suggest maybe we need to look at that a little bit.
Not a fan of Medicaid, of expanding Medicaid, then?
I'm not for sure at this point.
Oh,
I'm a little too green. I'm a little too green for that kind of question, but that would be learning fast.
That would be what I would recommend you figure out, because that'll be a hot button issue in the legislature. And if you're unsure on that one, you're going to want to get an answer on. I'll trust you. One more quick question, then we'll take a break. The constitutional amendment on judicial selection is coming up on the same time that you are. Yep. Do you have a position on that? Have you picked a side on that one?
Yes, I was out in Hutchinson last Tuesday, and actually this is the second time I've got to follow Chris Kobach. He was out there giving a speech about it. Very informative, and yes, we need to get the right back to the people to select our justices for the Supreme Court in Kansas. There's just no if and or two buts about it. The method that's there currently that was put in 1958 needs to go away.
Perfect. Well, I completely agree with you. We'll take a quick break. We're talking with Kevin O'Brien, candidate for House District 101. We'll continue our profile with Kevin here after the break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everyone. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state. Make your voice heard today by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on social media and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. I'm trying to get to 10,000. Come on, folks. Go make yourself get yourself signed up on X and give me a little help there. Real quick, I want to circle back to, I think you misunderstood Medicaid and Medicare. Medicaid, that's seniors. Medicare. See, even I did it. Medicare, that's seniors. My folks are on Medicare. I'm not quite there yet, but I will be soon. Maybe another 10 years. Medicaid, that's the, you know, that's the 35-year-old work-able single adult who just needs to get a freaking job. So I'll ask you again, Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, if they're able to work.
Able-bodied, without kids, without lines, exactly.
No kids and everything else. No, we don't need to be having their medical expenses on the tax.
That's okay. I figured as much, but yeah, I'm glad we circled back. No, you're fine. You're fine.
I appreciate it.
Let's cover a few basic. By the way, we're talking with Kevin O'Brien. He's a House candidate for House District 101. Let's cover a few basic party platform issues. You're registered Republican, obviously. Where do you stand on basic party platforms like the Second Amendment and the right to life?
Well, obviously pro-life. We've already been endorsed by the Kansas for Life, and we're glad to be able to help in that situation, and that kind of goes back to that Supreme Court vote. I think that will help right that ship that got way out of line a couple of years ago when that vote came through, so definitely pro-life. Second Amendment, I don't want to see anything touched on the Second Amendment. It needs to stay as intact because, let's face it, it's the Second Amendment. Our forefathers decided that was, you know, right behind freedom of speech, that was the next one. So it's very important. It needs to be left intact.
I like to think the second ensures all the rest of the first and all the other.
So yeah, that's a good point.
Kind of the way I look at it. And I didn't realize that you actually had received the endorsement from KFL. So yes. That's a big deal, especially out in your district. The KFL endorsement, that's a biggie. What are your thoughts on, you know, multiple Kansas schools are now either threatening to sue or getting ready to sue the state, claiming they're not adequately funding K-12 education. What are your thoughts on K-12 education and school choice?
Well, I think everybody wants to have a good education system. I think Kansas has gotten slipped a little bit. I know one of the gubernatorial candidates had visited with, I think it was the state of Mississippi, where they used to be in the bottom five nationally, and now they're in the top 10 and what they did. And what I heard, I think that's a good model to follow, and I think we can get there and get our education levels back up. But we've got to make sure that the money that's coming into the school districts is going to the, you know, it is getting down to the education of the children. and not lost in the administrative costs again.
Are you? Do you support the idea of school choice?
Yes, I do.
Medical marijuana is going to be an issue that comes up again. They've addressed it. I don't know if the House will take it up. They might with the new House Speaker. What are your thoughts on marijuana? And if you haven't looked at it, then you can just say I haven't had a chance to look at it.
I haven't looked at it. I know there's a lot of states that have passed it. I'm just going to have to look at it.
Yep. That's a fair answer.
I bet I could argue both sides of the coin. And
I'm sure you could.
That doesn't help anybody.
No, I'm sure you could. You heard the interview with the attorney general. I have a sneaking suspicion you're probably going to agree, but what are your thoughts on the protection for women and girls sports? I mean, I
love what he got accomplished. And it needs to stay. I can't believe anybody in their right mind would ever push it the other way. It shocks me as a Kansan.
I ask this question of all candidates because I think it's essential that we elect conservative Republicans. Will you support the Republican nominee up and down the ballot in November, regardless of whether or not it's you, and not only in your race, but in the governor's race as well?
Well, first of all, I'm going to support myself.
obviously.
But yes, I'm going to support the Republican Party up and down the ticket. The CPAC has already given me their endorsement also. And so I want conservative values back in Topeka.
Did you vote for Donald Trump and Derek
Schmidt?
These are fair questions. There are a lot of, but you'd be surprised how many times I've asked this of Republicans who then equivocate on that last one. And they, I'm okay, you didn't vote for the president, but now you want president supporters to vote for you. Good luck for that. Kevin, if folks are interested, again, it's Kevin O'Brien. You're running for House District 101. The primary is coming up on the 4th. If folks are interested, if they have questions, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can do so. They can find information for you on your Facebook page, correct? It's O'Brien for Kansas House. Is that right?
Kevin O'Brien.
Kevin House O'Brien Trump, yes. For Kansas House. All right, my friend. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. And of course, if they need, if they're heading out to Cheney, and they need anything out there, they need to go to O'Brien's Marina.
Yes, and they'll get educated on the Supreme Court vote, I'll guarantee
you. There we go. See, look at that. Now what we need is O'Brien's Marina advertising on KNSS.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.